This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a Christian physical, which is a new patient visit for Mary Herrick. Last name, H-E-R-R-I-C-K, Mary, M-A-R-Y. The place was Hyde Park Assisted Living. The date was October 13, 2022. You've got a patient profile. Mrs. Herrick is a 91-year-old female residing in assisted living. The parish chief complaint, she was seen for an initial visit, as well as she has history of hypertension, stroke history, and dementia. The parish has history of an illness. Mrs. Herrick had a stroke about 3 years ago or so, period. It resulted in the right hemiparesis, period. She's not able to walk, except with a one-arm walker with much assistance from other people, period. She can mobilize in the wheelchair, period. Her right side is weakened and some contracture of the right hand, period. She denies diabetes and she does have a history of coronary disease, which is stable. And there's no current chest pain, period. She has headaches, period. She is blind in the right eye, period. New paragraph. In May, she was hospitalized for diverticulitis, period. This improves, period. She has some degree of dementia, period. She has hypertension, but this has been relatively well controlled, period. She denies any headaches, any cardiac symptoms now, period. New paragraph, she has admitted to macular degeneration. And I see that she's also on eye drops for allergies in her eyes, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight loss. Eye, she's blind in the right eye, and she can see somewhat in the left, period. ENT, she has decreased hearing, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, denies chest pain or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, well, she does have constipation. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias, hematologic, no bruising or bleeding, skin, no major rash or itch, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no excessive thirst, no alteration in temperature tolerance. Comparing a past history, hypolipidemia, dementia, essential hypertension, strokes, right hemiplegia, macular degeneration. New paragraph, family history. She states that her father had myocardial infarction, her mother had heart disease and Alzheimer's disease, period. She had a daughter who just died of melanoma, period. New paragraph, social history. She quit smoking about 3 years or so ago at the time of her stroke, period. No ethanol abuse, period. She now lives in assisted living. New paragraph, medication. Tylenol arthritis, 650 milligrams twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Calcium, 600-400, 1 pill twice a day. Docusate, 100 milligrams daily. Losartan, 25 milligrams daily. Olopatadine, that's O-L-O-P-A-T-A-D-I-N-E, 0.2%, one drop in each eye daily. Pravastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen, 50 milligrams every 12 hours, PRN. And acid, 10 mL every 2 hours is needed. She takes Imodium, 2 milligrams, up to 4 times a day is needed. Benadryl, 25 milligrams, 1 to 2 every 6 hours is needed. Dulcolax, 10 milligrams directly is needed. Fleet enema, if needed. Norco 5-25, 1 every 6 hours is needed. Milk of magnesia, 30 mL, nightly as needed. Rizamine, R-I-S-A-M-I-N-E, as needed for incontinence. Robafen, 10 ml, every 3 to 4 hours, TRN. Tegaderm.
Yeah, not so much surprise.
It's a TRN, it's a skin test. Some of these are standing orders. The paragraph examination. He's pleasant but not acutely alert to stress. Weight was 111 pounds. Blood pressure 142 over 85. Temperature 97. Pulse 84, respiratory 20. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive light. There's no vision in the right eye. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movements are normal. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. Hearing is diminished. Nasal mucosa normal. Neck supple, no nodes, no mass. No palpable fibromegaly. Lungs are cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop. No murmur, no significant edema. Fetal pulses are palpable but diminished. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal. Sensation intact. Change that. Cranials are normal. There's slightly decreased sensation in the right lower extremity period. She is weaker in the right upper extremity compared to the left and in the right lower extremity, but not totally paralyzed, period. There is a bit of a contracture of the right hand, though, period. The right plantar was up going. The left one was down going. Musculoskeletal, slightly decreased shoulder range of motion, more on the right than the left. No inflammation or fusion of the knees. No cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is Herrick. He's had a stroke history. You know, can you aspirin 81 milligrams daily? She's on pravastatin 20 milligrams daily. You know, can you do this for now? Period. Two, she has essential hypertension, and today's reading is borderline, and I'll observe more readings on the start and 25 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has constipation and may use Belcalax if needed, or Benfleet if needed, or milk of magnesia as needed, period. Four, she has mild dementia, period. Oh, she has insight into her problems and what's going on, period. Five, she has osteoarthritis and I will continue to see the medicine. Six, 50 milligrams twice a day, and she may have it every 12 hours, TRN also, period. Six, she's blind in the right eye, period. It is believed to be due to macular degeneration. Well, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.